Ross?
Judge?
Everybody back from lunch yet?
Nope. It's just you and me.
By golly, you're right. Tell me about yourself.
I'm 32. I'm a fun-loving Taurus whose hobbies include full-contact karate, Brahma bull riding, and small-caliber weapons. Quit while you're ahead, sir.
Come through. Give the lady some air.
Hey, what's going on?
Christine just had a scare, sir.
Miss Sullivan, what happened?
I don't really know. The last thing I remembered, I was eating lunch.
She took a bite, and then she started to choke. And then she fell on the floor in a fit of violent convulsions.
You smell wonderful. What's that you're wearing?
Veal piccata.
Sir, it was incredible. He saved her life. He was so heroic.
Who?
Please, please, please. Dr. Fielding can only handle so many.
Fielding's a doctor.
No, it's just a hobby. Ask about his free home physical.
So, how's the patient?
He saved Christine?
It's true. If Dan hadn't been carrying this card, she wouldn't be with us today.
Wanda's Whip Emporium.
The other side.
How to save a choking victim. Step one, give the victim a swift blow to the back to clear air passage. Step two, clear the mouth of any foreign objects.
Step three, loosen constrictive clothing.
And the car phone and the trip to Acapulco, but that is my final offer. Dan, I can't sleep with you.
I understand. There's no reason you should feel obligated.
There isn't?
No. Oh. Of course not. I mean, after all, what did I do but grab you from the jaws of death just seconds before an agonizing demise?
Sorority girls. I'll get you sorority girls.
Nah.
What am I doing?
Negotiating your first slave trade? Miss Sullivan, listen, I know this is none of my business. I say that a lot, don't I?
That's okay, sir. We don't pay attention to you no more.
Listen, Dan is just using this as an excuse to hit on you.
I know that. But he saved my life, Your Honor. He rescued me.
From the jaws of death moments before an agonizing demise.
I'm fine. It's okay. Never mind. I must have just pulled my back out when I carried Christine's prone, lifeless body to safety.
First case, sir.
What do you got, Mac?
Oh, trespassing, destruction of private property, and assault with a chicken.
What a world. You try to save someone and they attack you with a smoldering thigh.
You're lucky I wasn't making beef.
Hey, guys.
You'd feel it if I hit you with the business end of a chuck roast.
Gentlemen, what is the problem?
Mr. Brush here was passing by Mr. Friedman's residence when he smelled smoke. He pounded on the door. There was no answer.
Whereupon Mr. Brush burst in, and Mr. Friedman attacked him with the entree in question.
You're walking by, you smell smoke, you break in, and then you assault him with this...
plump, juicy fryer, that's correct. I thought the house was on fire. There were billows of smoke coming out of the windows and the god-awful smell of carnage.
Oh, that's my special sauce. I was barbecuing, and then this maniac tears my door down with an axe.
Where'd you get an axe?
It was in my car.
You carry an axe in your car?
Along with the rope, blowtorch, and the jaws of life.
It's a Volvo.
Well, Mr. Brush, I really hate to do this, but the law is the law, so I'm afraid I have to ask you to pay some restitution to Mr. Friedman here.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
What am I going to say? No.
Your Honor, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Kind of puts a crimp in the old job description, Conrad.
You know, I have been watching the proceedings, and... well, I must say, in all good conscience, this is a travesty of justice. No sin was committed here. This man risked his life for another. And had all of our lives been enriched by that experience? I mean, perhaps there are some of us here who are even alive today due to the unselfish generosity of another. No, no. These people who help their fellow man, or woman, as the case may be, deserve the recognition of this courtroom. Haven't we all had to say to ourselves, have I truly given? Have I given enough of myself? Have I given until it hurts?
All right, I'll sleep with him!
Say hallelujah!
In conclusion, Your Honor, I would like to state that even though my client has pleaded guilty, we would like to request a suspended sentence due to the circumstance. Your Honor, may I request that the prosecutor refrain from ogling me during my closing statements?
Sustained. Does the prosecutor have anything pertinent to add? Let the record show that the prosecution exhaled wantonly. We'll make that a suspended sentence in lieu of time served. What's next, Mac?
That's it, sir.
What do you mean, that's it?
I mean, the judicial cupboards are bare.
Things that can't be. I mean, with all the senseless, heinous crimes in New York, surely we can squeeze in one more.
Sorry, Miss Sullivan. Do you have any last request?
Blindfold?
I got him.
Court dismissed.
Ready for Betty?
Look, I said I would be there, didn't I?
In front of witnesses. Here. Now, the address is on the key. Knock twice and ask for... mercy.
I'm gonna be loved by you. Not you and nobody else but you. Boop, boop, be-doop.
Miss Sullivan.
Ah, don't touch me!
We're trying to get her to switch to decaf.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'm a little bit on edge.
No, no, no. Lizzie Borden was a little bit on edge. You are downright freak. Now, come on. You don't have to go through with this.
I have no choice.
Miss Sullivan, I can't believe you were put back on this earth so you could sleep with Dan Fielding.
Look, I appreciate your concern, Your Honor, but I am a big girl now, and I can make my own decisions. And the sooner I get out of here, the sooner this will be over with.
You're beautiful. Oh, no. You're beyond beautiful. You're divine. Enter. and indulge your wildest fantasies.
Mind if I put this down first?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the hotel manager, sir, with the champagne you requested.
Oh, great, you found it.
Yes, indeed, though it was a difficult task. After all, Chateau Libido is not one of our usual brands. Shall I unscrew it for you?
Perfect. This could be the greatest night of my life.
Mm. Okay, I want this over with before I vomit.
Let the good times roll.
We're alone now. Are you excited? Is that a yes?
Get away from the door.
Right.
Dan, if you're focusing a camera, I'm leaving.
Big ears you have, Granny.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
Puke is definitely your color. May I take your face? I suppose we could use this later, huh?
Come on, let's go.
Right. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I know 52 of them. Right. Talk is cheap. It's post time. Oh my God.
What's the matter?
A spy satellite. You know, I better close these curtains.
Dan! There's a man out on the ledge!
Oh, man! That's silly.
Don't! I'm positive!
That's ridiculous. It's just a bird. And he's got a beard.
What are you doing out there?
Isn't it obvious? I'm plunging to my death.
You can't do that!
Why?
Yeah, why?
Who's that?
I don't know.
I'll be going now.
No, wait! It might be for you.
I wasn't expecting anybody.
Ryder? Hi. Hi, guys. I'm real sorry to barge in, but I have some depositions that I need signed by morning. And I don't believe I've met the gentleman on the left.
Goodbye.
Wait!
What is it now?
We need some information.
For what?
For the coroner's report.
What the hell is this?
Oh, wait, I'll get it. Pleasure to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Here, you can get whatever information you need off my driver's license.
We got a complaint on a jumper.
It's a cop!
Okay, freeze!
Hello. Why are we all on the floor?
I have no idea.
Who the hell is she?
Who the hell are you?
Cyril Phelps, and he's got a gold card.
Mr. Phelps, why are you doing this?
Because I'm 38 years old.
Well, so am I.
And I'm a virgin.
Happy landings.
Hello. What's going on?
Man on the ledge has never had sex.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Cyril, if you didn't go around telling people, nobody would know.
Evening. What's with the virgin in the window?
That's it. I've had enough. You, chastity breath, down! Hey, listen, I'm tired of Brother Teresa here mucking up my evening. All right, so you're not getting any. Big deal. What about us guys who are? You jump off these things, plunge down there, splatter all over the sidewalk. She is going to be very upset. And I'm going to wind up playing with the TV remote all night.
I didn't mean to ruin your evening. It's just
a... Just what? You can't make up your mind about anything, can you? Well, listen, if you're going to stay, stay. If you're going to jump, jump.
Bye.
No.
Sicko.
Let's go. Let go of me. Hey.
man just saved your life. And now you gotta sleep here.
What?
All right, come on, Spider-Man.
Wait. I'm in the book.
Get out.
I got an idea. Let's call downstairs and order up some chips and dip.
Hold it! Nobody's dipping anything around here.
You know, on you, this works.
What are you people doing here?
Just consider us a sexual SWAT team.
You thought I wasn't old enough to make my own decisions, didn't you? You all thought I needed to be condescended to and chaperoned like a teenage girl, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, guess again. If I decide I'm going to sleep with some scummy piece of vermin meat, then it's my decision, and you have to respect that.
I do.
So I will thank you all to get out.
How about a couple of wheat thins?
Out.
Kudos for a lovely party.
All right, let's get this over with.
I love it when you're brusque with me. Off we go to paradise.
Problem?
Yeah, lint. You think you might be able to take off the Samoan burial dress here?
I thought it added that festive touch of the islands.
Now listen to me. You agree to this, and then you waltz in here dressed in Raymond Burr's nightie.
All right. There. Fair enough.
Yeah. Gee, it's everything I dreamed of. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you supposed to be breathing?
Does it matter?
Not really.
I can't.
I beg your pardon?
I want to, but I can't.
Why?
Why? Why do you think why?
You forgot your batteries?
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Now, wait a minute. It couldn't be that you respect me.
Ah!
That's it. You respect me.
Stop it.
Dan?
All right, fine. Yes, right. I'm a regular Phil Donahue.
I knew you had a decent side. I knew you couldn't go through with this under the circumstances. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
You knew it?
Yes.
And you didn't tell me?
I wanted you to see that you are not half as desperate as you think you are.
Nor half as smart, obviously.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I thought...
Thought what?
I thought there was a chance you really liked me. And all you needed was an excuse to show it.
So, you thought by pressuring me into the situation, I'd feel free to...
Let your ya-yas out, right?
No. If the real Dan Fielding, the one I know is lurking in there somewhere, were ever to have the courage to let down his guard and be himself, to risk vulnerability and to approach me with complete honesty, I don't know what would have happened. Dan, Dan, I had such faith in you when I was right. Now, maybe someday you'll find some in yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe someday I'll come to grips with these opposing forces inside of me. But until I do, I am going to hit on you every day of my life. As long as there is blood running through these veins, or there is a vacant room anywhere in this city, you are not going to be safe in my presence. Understood?
Understood.
Max! Oh!
Dan, let's go get something to eat.
I'm not hungry.
I'll buy.
Okay. I'll meet you down there.
Dan.
Yes.
I really do want to thank you for saving my life. I don't think I'll ever be able to repay you for that.
I think you just did. Miss Sullivan.
Mr. Fielding.
About those people at work.
Oh, Dan. Dan, you don't even have to think about them. As far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is nobody's business but ours.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on...